Hello again and welcome to episode 5 of my podcast. This episode we will be thinking about and discussing verses from the book of Romans. Now that you and I are living a new life for Jesus Christ, what does he expect our lives to look like? What should our mindset be in this day and age in an evil world? Paul lays it out plain and simple to his newly planted church in Rome. Paul's letter to the church in Rome was written around 57 AD, a few years before Paul's first imprisonment in Rome. Romans chapter 12 verses 1 through 8. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. For by the grace given me I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself, with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts, according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Blessed be the reading of God's holy word. These verses pack some pretty heavy commands. We can do anything we like, but here Paul tells us to give our bodies as living sacrifices. The words living and sacrifice are opposing words. How can we be a living sacrifice? My interpretation of this would be that we sacrifice our worldly pleasures and our selfish ambitions in order to serve others, the least, the last, the lost, and our neighbors. When we live this way, it is a true and pleasing worship to God. So how are we not to conform to the ways of this world? We should hold fast to what we know to be righteous. We do not need to accept sinful, everyday, worldly matters that everyone around us seem to conform to. Use your gifts, and only you know what your gifts are, because we all have at least one or more of these gifts: prophecy, encouraging, giving, being a leader and showing mercy. Use the gifts and talents God gave you in your church and in your community with everybody, and you will experience blessings that will astound you. But always be humble and never let yourself seem prideful. To summarize, when we accept Jesus, we become a member of the body of Christ. We are set apart from the rest of the unbelieving world. We are called to influence the world, not to be influenced by it. We are given gifts and we are called to use them to the glory of God. We should conduct ourselves always with a joyful, thankful, and humble heart. We all have our disabilities. Some are worse than others. But if we stay in God's word, stay positive and around positive people, we can turn our disabilities into abilities. No matter what our drawbacks are, we are still called to be God's hands and feet. Thank you for taking the time to join me here today. Let us end in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for your many, many blessings. We ask that you let the words in Romans penetrate our hearts. We ask that you forgive us when we fail you, Father. We ask that you be with everyone and everything that is on our hearts. It is in the powerful, mighty, and great name of Jesus we pray, Amen. Please join me again soon, and as always, remember to reach out to others in love and instantly be transformed into the hands and feet of Christ.